If you go to the spotlight section on our homepage, you'll see a link to something called Home and Away. This is an interactive site that lets people pay tribute to U.S. service members who lost their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan and share memories of the fallen. Some Memorial Day's activities in the southeastern U.S. were canceled because of a storm. Florida and Georgia especially felt the effects of this. It was called Beryl, and you can get a sense of the kind of impact it had from the wind and waves in this video. The storm was downgraded to a tropical depression by yesterday, but it still caused some damage along the East Coast. Thousands of people lost power. Some roads were closed because of power lines being down. Ivan Cabrera has more details on these kinds of storms, including how they get their names and the role that they play in global weather.
A tropical cyclone is an area of low pressure that forms in the tropical regions of the world. Cyclones are actually very important, even though, of course, they can be deadly. They help essentially balance out the temperature across the globe. They are an equalizer, so they take the heat energy from the tropics and they translate that where we need it into the colder climates. The generic term for it is a tropical cyclone. That can refer to any cyclone that has a closed center of circulation anywhere in the world, like in the Atlantic, when they get strong enough to a certain wind speed, we call them hurricanes. But if you're in the Western Pacific, a hurricane is called a typhoon. There is no difference between a hurricane and a typhoon, except in the name. They're both tropical cyclones. The naming system is based on the World Meteorological Organization. There's a list of names. Depending on the basin, in the Atlantic basin, we recycle the names every 6 years. If a storm becomes particularly intense or is devastating for a coastline or has a lot of casualties associated with it, we retire the name and don't use it again. For example, Hurricane Katrina, that name will never be used again.